6 years ago, partners Robert Culp and Mike Whiteside had absolutely no clue that their reality television show, Salvage Dogs, would become a hit series and as a byproduct propel business at their Roanoke, Virginia Black Dog Architectural Salvage into the ionosphere. As the hit DIY network series, Salvage Dogs, commenced its sixth filming season, I met up with Robert Culp in Roanoke for a behind-the-scenes conversation about the show's history. Culp talks about how the show has become an incredible magnet for new Black Dog Salvage customers, and an unforeseen byproduct of the DIY show is the incredible number of tourists and shoppers who steadily arrive from around the country and around the world to not only visit Black Dog Salvage in person, but to then discover and explore the town of Roanoke, Virginia and the surrounding region. Robert Culp.
You're right outside of Roanoke.
We're right in the middle of Roanoke. We're in the thick of Roanoke, and probably the oldest part of town, which is a great place to be.
And it has a neighborhood name, doesn't it?
Yeah, the West End neighborhood is our stomping grounds in southwest Roanoke, just outside downtown.
Now, if you remember, I met you about 3 years ago, and you were just getting going with a TV show. You're talking about Black Dog Salvage on the Do-It-Yourself Network.
That's right. It's kind of amazing how it's... I'm an old hand at TV now, whereas the last time I talked to you, I didn't know anything about it. Well, let's be honest, I don't know anything about TV, but I do know it's fairly easy with the production company that we're just doing our own thing, and it's truly a true reality TV, whereas we get to be ourselves and act like ourselves and go about our business, and the production company is kind enough to stomp around, watch us, and document it for us.
But when you were getting going, when I was talking to you, you had no clue that you'd still be going and on an upward spiral.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. I really didn't have any expectation that we'd still be doing the television show. About that time, we were probably working on our first five episodes. That may have been it, and we would have counted ourselves lucky to have that marketing. Well, 65 episodes later, and many more seasons ago, I think we're starting our sixth season just last week. 13 episodes per season, and with some options ahead of us. It seems like it's a popular show, and it's gotten a great reception, and we appreciate it.
Well, I like watching it.
I really do. You know, that's one of the key things is that I can be proud when I see it. I don't go out of my way to watch it, but when I do see it, I feel good about it, and that's something that was important to us from the very get-go. And, of course, we wanted to market ourselves, but we didn't want to prostitute ourselves. So there's a big difference in that. And I think we've successfully accomplished that mission.
Well, let's roll back in time 6-7 years. And as I remember, you started this business, Black Dog Salvage, about, years ago?
No, and it was a little bit longer than that.
Oh, was it?
So, it's been a tough road. Mike and I met in late 1999. That's Mike Whiteside, my business partner. And we've got an unplanned business here. This thing kind of grew organically. I'm a general contractor and still run a construction company. And I met Mike through that business. And we decided that there was a building that needed to be saved, or at least the parts of it. And somehow that turned into a salvage business with a old raggedy sign outside that said salvage. And Mike had a black dog. And, well, the rest is unwritten history, because that was 16 years ago.
Oh, wow. And 16.
We started in an old building over on the other side of town and found this abandoned warehouse of 40,000 square feet and have grown into that completely fully. And, you know, we've pretty much restored this building. We're expanding a little bit more with the help of our city. We've gotten a little additional land for parking, which is in desperate supply. We also have another warehouse up the river about a quarter mile where we process all this massive amount of salvage that comes in. Each one of those 65 episodes requires a project, and our operational pace has increased radically since we started the television show. Whereas we might have done 6 projects in a year, we're going to do 26 this year, and we did 26 last year, and that's a lot of materials to handle.
A question for you. I think I remember it was a show where you went to Maryland or somewhere.
Oh, well, actually, probably the farthest north that we've traveled is New Jersey right now, and Edison, New Jersey was one, and then, of course, Trenton. We just completed a big, big project in Trenton, New Jersey.
Well, this would have been a while ago because it aired, and you guys were tearing out some Victoria.
Yeah, that's probably Edison, New Jersey, an old house up in Edison,
yes.
New Jersey.
Yeah. Before the TV show, were you going that far, or was it mostly local, regional salvage?
Well, you know, a true architectural salvage business has some limitations. And if you're based strictly on a profit and loss standpoint with no government grants and no any type of tax credit angles, or when they're all out there and they're all good things. It's a local business. The logistics of and the profit margins within this business kind of limit you to
just travel time,
yeah,
wouldn't
the travel and everything else and all the costs involved in it, and then the sheer labor and the time needed to work out of town. It can limit you. So years before the television show, if we didn't have that television show, we would not be traveling near as much as we are, and certainly not within the range. I mean, we've been to Branson, Missouri in the last year. We've been to Vicksburg, Mississippi. We've been to northern parts of Ohio, all over the place. And it really is a great opportunity for us. The television show has given us to, one, let people know about us from a sales standpoint, but also about, hey, I've got this project, and they're calling or emailing us, and that way we can evaluate. And, of course, we're evaluating each project on a business basis, but also is it interesting enough for the television production and to really showcase what our business is all about, because there's guys like us doing this all over the country, and they're doing it just the way we do it, and they're trying to eke out a living, and they're in your neighborhood, you know, and you utilize them.
Downstairs in the inventory that you have on the floor right now, how do you keep that? How do you maintain that? How do you source that? Because it can't all come from these TV projects.
Well, we've got a bunch of different things going on. Most of our materials come from salvage projects. At the moment, and for many, many years, we've also had a consignment business where we would rent space to like-minded individuals who were collecting, not necessarily antiques. We're more into the eclectic and the odd and the vintage and fun stuff. We're not an antique mall, never have been one. We got to have a lot more, a little bit less consignment these days, simply because we got so much production coming out of our shop. We take all this architectural salvage and either sell it for what it is, which is perfect, or if it's going to have to be dressed up a little bit, we'll upcycle it into something completely different. And in any case, what we're doing is we're saving that energy that was created into this object either by nature or by man's hand 200 years ago, and giving it a second chance and keeping it out of the landfill.
Downstairs, when you walk around, what are some of the coolest items that you'd want to keep your keepers?
Well, for me, it's always been about fun, unique items. I, for years and years, had a fabulous Coke cooler that kept our beer cold and our drinks cool, and it had been salvaged. You know, it's one of those big old chests that you used to see in the side of the road stores that are long gone, and worked fabulously. And those are the type of items that I like, or the things that have been created from something else. I just recently had an old agricultural scale, an old cabinet that came out of a barn where all the scales and all the stuff was involved in it, and it's just a beautiful piece of art as it is. And I had a customer who decided that they wanted to make that into a bar. So we took some old leather straps from a pile over here, from some old horse tack, and some springs from a carriage, and created a base for the thing. And now they have a fantastic bar. You know, you see those things around the store all the time, these creations, some of it ready for your ideas, and some of it already been affected by ours.
Let's talk for a moment about the unplanned shift in your guys' lives subsequent to the success of the show, because I know you couldn't foresee that you'd be inundated with tourists coming to Roanoke specifically because of you guys.
You know, the biggest surprise to us has been not necessarily the impact on us, but the impact on our local community as far as all these visitors that come. They come to see us, but they're also coming to see Roanoke, our community, which is a fantastic place.
And they need a place to stay, and they got to eat somewhere.
They want to eat, and they want to see things that are cool, and they want to travel, and they want to maybe hike all the beautiful mountains that we have around here, or they may want to go to the lake. And we're directing them like the Convention and Visitors Bureau, as our good friend and friends from Roanoke do. That's not something I can ever imagine being planning for, but it is a fantastic bonus beyond getting people into our store.
You've become a hook and kind
well,
of a
you know, we like to think of ourselves as ambassadors of our community, and we're here for one reason. We could be a lot of other places, but we love it here.
But I imagine there are quite a few that come here, one, like we talked about earlier, to meet you, to see the celebrity, but to actually come to your salvage company and buy some stuff.
You know, it's great, and it's gratifying that people appreciate the show from a human level, which is nothing I had expected. I mean, always imagined it being hey, these guys tear up things and make stuff out of it, and it turns out to be more of a show about business relationships and working together. But it also is about what we produce, and so people come, they want to see us. Mm-hmm. They want to take pictures with us, and they want to have autographs, but they also want a T-shirt or a hat. Or they also want to design their whole house around some of the pieces that they've seen on TV, or they want one of these pieces of furniture because they agree with what we're doing, and the whole thought of saving and upcycling appeals to them because it naturally should appeal to anyone. We're a sustainable business offering sustainable products and doing it in a way that doesn't offend.
And you have unique, one-of-a-kind stuff that you can't go down the street and find.
And isn't that nice that we have things that we can sell besides ourselves? You know, this is one of the absolute requirements, I believe, as far as people ask me a lot of times. It's like, hey, how do I get a TV show? Or, you know, hey, I'm really cool. Can I get your producers to walk around with me for the next 2 months and see what great things I do? Well, it's really not about that. And if anybody's interested in anything like the television business, my first recommendation, and this is just personal for me, is have something to sell besides yourself or your family.
Let's talk a moment about the TV production. When you go on the road and you're doing a location filming, how long does it take, how many days to do one show?
Well, you know, some of the projects that we come along, we can get maybe 2 episodes out of if we're lucky. But some of these projects would normally last months in the salvage business. So one of the downsides of having a television production of your activities is our windows of opportunity are very limited. We have to be on to the next opportunity. And so that's why we partner a lot of time with other salvage companies in the area, which
we need backup and support.
We need backup because we love our production company. They do a great job. They're friends of ours and we get along great, but their attention span is fairly limited. 2 days and
they want to turn around.
They go, well, you know, I got to get all this stuff out of there. And they go, you go right ahead. We've got all we need because they don't have any problem getting the material for the television show out of us. It appears we're fonts of entertainment for them, but we've got a job to do. So it's not too bad. You know, you go out there, you get the job done. They document the parts. They see an episode long before we see it, and then they've lost interest. Then it's say, okay, well, we got to get our job done. But that's usually, you know, that's 3 days.
So you're on the road on 26, 25 different shoots per year?
Yeah. We're going to have, we'll do 2 seasons in a year, and that's 13 episodes apiece. The production schedule usually runs a little over 4 months if we can get ourselves together with our schedule, because we have to schedule the projects. Obviously, each one's a business deal. And then we come back to the shop and in between there, film the interviews, and we film some of the other things that are going on and the things that go on in the shop where we construct all these upcycled objects. So that's, you know, 4.5 months and then another month and a half or two for them to do post-production on the remaining episodes that we haven't done during the cycle. So it's, you know, the cycle runs about a year for 2 seasons. We're probably hopefully slowing down a little bit on that. It's, as you can imagine, it's exhausting.
And I understand that you're in season one is now on Netflix, right?
Yeah, we're, you know, it's fun. I mean, sometimes it's our show would start out on HGTV for a couple episodes, but we're really, our primary network is DIY Network. Mm-hmm. And there's also another Scripps network called GAC, which is called Great American Country, that we're also featured on. So the new episodes show on DIY and the older episodes come on GAC. We're also, the first season is now on Netflix, which has been a, you know, tremendous, it's got a tremendous response already.
It's kind of like starting all over again on a double dimension,
You know, all these
the next level
new seasons and all that. Well, the great thing about these television shows is they're on all the time, and they're shown over and over again, and they're shown all over the world, actually. I mean, we're in Italy, we're in Britain on a travel channel, as well as another rebranded name where they rebrand the shows under a different name. We're on the travel channel in many, many countries. Germany, New Zealand is another place where we've gotten a big response from. So it's pretty wild to suddenly
wild,
be getting
wild ride.
Yeah, it's great. You know, and obviously we're not on the biggest networks, but we're on a targeted. The people that watch the networks that we are on are interested in what we do. It is amazing, you know, the splintered television markets, the way they've gone, you start to get an understanding of how this all works from an advertising standpoint, why people are why this all works. even though the number of homes that may see this, and in our case, sometimes even as many as a million people, it makes it very effective from an advertiser standpoint.
Very cool. I could sit here all day with you. This has been great, but I think they're waiting for us downstairs. Before we go, really quickly, a website.
If you're looking to find out more about Black Dog Salvage, the first place I would suggest is blackdogsalvage.com.
You're on Facebook.
Oh, my goodness. We have a very, very active Facebook page for Black Dog Salvage, but you can also check out the Facebook page for Salvage Dogs. That's DAWGS. They can't spell in the TV world, but that's the name of our television show, so there's another Facebook page for that. DIYnetwork.com, of course.
Robert Culp, Black Dog Salvage, Roanoke, Virginia. So cool to see you again. Thanks.
Great to see you too, Tom.
Tom Wilmer reporting from Roanoke, Virginia. ¶¶